Anyway, today is the 28th day of September in the year 2018, and this is Ron Young, and I'm with my wife Rita and Dick Asper and
Chanelin.
Oh, what a beautiful name, Chanelin. And Louise and Alma. And we're discussing William Samuel Asper and what we remember of him. And you were saying that he had a cave or something in the Immigration Canyon.
Yes.
Cabin?
No, just a cave in the rock quarries. A cave in the rock quarries.
Uh-huh. Nearby to the canyon, to
nearby.
The cabin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good. That he found himself. He knew
just,
where it was.
Found, he knew where it was, found it himself.
Good. Good. That's memorable. I like that.
We'd go up there when we'd have a birthday or maybe Sunday afternoon and sit up there and have dinner, or lunch or whatever. And then my mother'd sit in the car and read the newspaper and Daddy'd take us hiking, mm-hmm. So we hiked around the area and for a little while and then came back. That was fun.
That's good, you went on hikes.
Yeah.
I like that.
So
you knew the cabin somewhat, did you?
Oh yeah, your mother mentioned the cabin.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't built because of my dad getting, he got mm-hmm. poisoned when
right.
he was two.
That's right.
And they thought he'd get better by going up there and mm-hmm. having
right.
the good air and I guess it was Grandpa Asper, I guess, that
mm-hmm.
built it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I remember it didn't have, all the years it was up there, it didn't have indoor plumbing, but I think at the end, Daddy and I went up there after Mother passed away, and they had put running water in there, and I think they had bathroom facilities in there.
They had the cabin in the 30s, and I thought they sold it about 1940, and
mm-hmm.
it didn't have running water, but it's just cold, and then no electricity, and
right.
somebody
mm-hmm.
had to
yeah.
furnish a Coleman lamp there.
Right.
Yeah. I think I was up there for a few days at a time, but I think Fred was there when he was a baby.
Oh, good. Good. Good to hear.
Yeah, but I remember my daddy saying that he'd lie in bed at night and listen to the mice that would run run on the roof,
oh.
run back and forth in the roof. And I know when we went up there, Fred would always have his slingshot and kill some of the rodents that that were in the hills there. He loved to do that. I remember that.
That's nice. Wonderful. Good to hear.
Next door to the cabin was the Pine Crest. That was a great ballroom. The LDS High School held the dances up there.
Oh.
And they said they had to quit that because they get stick-ups from behind the bushes there every so often.
Oh.
But it burned in 1950 or 51 sometime.
Uh-huh.
So we just saw the rubble of it after that.
Uh-huh. Well, you folks have good memories. I love it. I'll pause it for a minute. It says pause like this there.
Come on. To get Becky's done.
Right. Oh, okay, good.
Well, I guess you didn't know Father when he was younger, obviously,
no.
but
no, I didn't.
Right.
She was about